From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Great to have you here on this Friday, everybody. It's the 15th of February today, and we have, as I speak, 2 weeks until the sequester hits, 14 days until budget cuts, the likes of which few have ever seen. There is stuff falling out of the sky, and Congress is taking next week off. Yes, it sounds like a perfect time to reflect on the 5 days gone by. For that, we've got Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government. She's down in Washington, and Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville in our studios in New York. Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey, Kai.
So, Neela, by the time Congress gets back, we've got a week to go, as I said. The sequester, I mean, it's going to happen, right, even though there are deals a-brewing?
You know, I've been in this town, Washington, long enough to know that the government moves really slow until it does it, and then it moves very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is enough disastrous consequences from the sequester that Congress could get a small deal done to avert it, or at least kick it down.
No, don't say that word. No.
But, you know, shaving off GDP, 750 cut in jobs. 750,000 jobs cut. You know, that's enough to get people's attention and actually make them get back to work and do this deal.
Will it be Cardiff Armageddon, if I could, you know, steal from my opening line there?
Well, I was becoming more optimistic, but Neela might have just jinxed it for everyone, you know? It's not that it would immediately become Armageddon, but it certainly is the wrong time for it. And in terms of whether or not something gets done at the last minute, I think it's a hopeful sign that the Democrats have rolled out a plan of their own, even if it was one that absolutely couldn't get passed by the Republicans in the House. But it's a sign that at least coming up on the last couple of weeks that you might see some movement there. So I haven't given up hope just yet. But, yeah, this is too close to call, and it's really just the wrong time for it.
So, Neela, in the State of the Union the other day, the president talked only a little bit, really, about the debt and the deficit and the budget. But we had David Leonhardt on that day, the day of the speech, or maybe the day after, I forget, from the New York Times. And his point was that, you know, Americans want everything. We just don't want to pay for anything. And it's going to be up to us to make the choices, right?
Right. Having your cake and eating it, too, is a perfectly fine state of being until you run out of cake. And that's the fear we find ourselves in. And, you know, eventually, if these deficits get so big, we won't be able to pay for the entitlement programs that we all want. And that's the fear.
Yeah. Cardiff, it has been a big week for deals in this economy. Hines and Warren Buffett and American and U.S. Airways. Can we then surmise that economically things are fine?
We can surmise that economically things are better. I think it's interesting because there's almost a perfect combination of factors leading to a kind of deal-making environment right now. So interest rates are low, expected to remain low. It's cheap to borrow money. The companies doing the buying have a lot of cash in their balance sheet. But, yes, it's a sign that they have a little bit more confidence that economic growth will continue. But that being said, that can be rolled back. So if you see the economy, in fact, start to slow, whether because of a sequester or some other policy failure, then I think you can also expect deal making to reverse itself as well.
Neela, is there an undercurrent of once you get past the partisanship, and I know that's kind of silly to say on the face of it, but is there an undercurrent of economic optimism in Washington as these guys figure out how to do whatever they're going to do to the economy?
You know, politics is standing in the way of the economic recovery. It's that simple. All the fundamentals are pointing in the direction of recovery. We just need to get our act together here in Washington, D.C., and step out of the way. We're seeing that, you know, the stock market is booming, that these deals are happening. They're starting to take off. Confidence is building. Consumer confidence is up. So all the fundamentals, even the housing market that took us all down 5 years ago, is starting to recover. So everything's there in place. And if Washington and politicians could get it together, it'll move forward in the way that we'd all hope and want and expect.
Cardiff, Cardiff, how do you explain then quickly what happens when you go to like Main Street USA and you say, ask people if there's a recovery and they go, yeah, I'm not feeling it?
Well, I mean, because you still have a profound unemployment problem. And so even if things are getting incrementally better, it's not that everything is great. Unfortunately, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory is like a congressional pastime.
Yeah. Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville and Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, see you. Have a good weekend.